Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
TMNT 13 sells big. Humanoids files for bankruptcy. Psylocke takes on Elektra. This is Comic Book Club News for October 17, 2025. Turns out, everyone loves being a turtle. As revealed by IDW Publishing, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 13 has hit over 100,000 orders by comic book stores. Picking up from the run by Jason Aaron, the upcoming issue is written by Gene Luen Yang with art by Freddie E. Williams II. And while it will continue the plot, IDW is treating the issue like a new number one, down to multiple covers, blind bags, and more. Even with the sales shenanigans, it's a promising start for the run, particularly 13 issues in, when most comic books see attrition issue by issue. TMNT number 13 will hit stores on December 10, 2025. The American arm of the storied comic book publisher Humanoids has filed for bankruptcy. And to be clear, they're filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which, if it goes through, is the effective end of the company, versus Chapter 11, which they can come back from. Per Bleeding Cool, the French arm of the publisher has been seeing problems as well, and was placed into judicial administration earlier this summer. However, when it comes to the American arm, which has had issues getting a foothold in the American market anyway, it seems that due to circumstances surrounding the Diamond Comics distributor bankruptcy, it all may have been a little bit too much. Humanoids is known for titles like the Incal, Meta Barons, and, in July, announced four Kickstarter projects, including a brand new graphic novel from Alejandro Jodorowsky and Gabriel Rodriguez. We've reached out to Humanoids for comment on whether these Kickstarter projects are canceled or continuing, but did not receive word back as of recording time. Get ready to unlock a secret chapter of Psylocke's life in Psylocke Ninja, a new five-issue series from writer Tim Seeley and artist Nico Leon. In the book, we'll discover how back in the 90s she was on a very famous TV show. Was transformed into a deadly telepathic assassin in a new body with new skills. And not only that, she'll come head-to-head with Elektra. Said Seeley via press release, quote, Psylocke Ninja is sort of a spiritual successor to Rogue the Savage Land, essentially taking an iconic moment from X-Men history, finding unexplored avenues, plots, and character relationships to deep dive into, and then dressing it up in the sexiest art in X uniforms. For Psylocke, the story of her forced servitude to the Hand, and how that might tie nicely into concurrent Daredevil stories from the same era, was real interesting because, my god, it all fits. Psylocke Ninja number 1 hit stores on January 21st, 2026. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and we'll be going on a short hiatus next week on the podcast, so we'll see you back here for a spooky Halloween week. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.